Hi there. The word for you today is meditate and ruminate. In Joshua 1 verse 8, we read, meditate on it day and night. Pastor, are you an emaciated chef? You say, what does that mean? Well, it means this. Are you serving healthy meals to your congregation every Sunday while you yourself are starving to death spiritually? Have you allowed the business side of the church to steal your prayer life and rob you of your time spent in the scriptures, building yourself up? One of the great dangers of ministry is giving out but not taking in. Now, financially, when you give out more than you take in, you end up bankrupt. And the same can happen to you spiritually. When Joshua replaced Moses as the leader of Israel, interestingly, God said the same thing to him three times. Here's what he said, be strong and of good courage. Then he explained to Joshua where his strength and courage would come from. Joshua 1 verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Notice the words, you will make your way prosperous. Yes, you have a role to play in both your strength and your success. And what is it? To meditate on God's word day and night. Now, to meditate is to ruminate. Cows are ruminants. They chew the cud, swallow it, bring it back up, and chew it some more. And each time they do, they get some more out of it. So chew on God's word. Think about it. Process it constantly, driving to work, sitting in your living room, wherever you are. If you want to be scripturally and spiritually healthy, meditate and ruminate on God's word. Okay?